What's good, everybody? We back with another episode. We just be talking. It's your host, Gold. So I just sat here and recorded for about a good 10 minutes, and I just deleted it. I deleted it because I lost the plot of what I was, or what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to convey in this episode. Because I started out talking about football, and I started ranting about that for a while. That was about 5 minutes, and I don't want that. That's part of the problem. Like, too many things going on in the podcast. So I'm going to get straight to it. So, took a week off. Last week we didn't have an episode. I took a week off, and I did that intentionally. Nothing was going on. Nothing was wrong. I just intentionally took a week out because I was like, you know what? I need to sit down and really think about what I'm going to do with the podcast and how I want to steer it going forward. And I've made a decision to, because like I said, I don't like that when I look at my episode list and everything, I'm jumping between an NFL episode. Then I'm doing an episode about talking about something random. And then I'm got another episode, I'm just yapping about whatever. Like, I'm at the point myself where I'm tired. I'm tired. I know y'all are, and I'm tired of myself for doing that. Like, I'm tired of being a shuffling board on the podcast because it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. I should have a centralized theme of the podcast. And I feel like the podcast hasn't had an identity in a long time because I've just been doing stuff. Like, I've just been trying stuff out and just seeing what sticks and what doesn't. And yeah, I just feel like I need to, at this point, I need to either blend everything to where it makes sense, to where you can talk about this, that, and the third, or I need to separate it. And I'm leaning towards separating it, but also I feel like if I sit down and better plan and better plot out the podcast and my episodes and discussions and whatnot, I can touch on all these different things I want to touch on, and it's cohesive, you know. So that's still a thing I'm battling on which one I want to do, because on one hand, if I separate it, that means double recordings. That means I have to record 2 episodes a week minimum. I have to, it's more money because I have to have 2 different feeds in order to have it operating on two different brands or whatnot. I have to have a different feed. It could be on the same feed, but I would have to like add. I would basically have to like add a different URL or a different RSS feed code to my current setup I have, and that's, you know, it's kind of expensive. It gets a little expensive when you start doing all that kind of stuff, and I don't really want to spend that much on that either. That's another thing. Because at that point, it's like, I got to start charging like for this. I got to start putting ads on it, all that. And I don't really want to do that. I don't really want to do that either. So it's still a thing what I'm trying to decide. But I do know that the podcast needs to be cleaned up. And I'm taking accountability and holding myself to that. But well, it needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be more intentional. It needs to be more cohesive. And it needs to be more informative, because it needs to be more informative. I feel like I said, the podcast has lost the theme and the plot a while ago. I feel like it has, and I want to get back in line to what I intended this podcast to be about and how I wanted it to operate, how I wanted it to run. Yes, we still get a good amount of downloads. Appreciate it. As always, we get a good amount of plays a month, considering how often I put episodes out. Again, extremely grateful. Thanks for that. But I also feel like I'm doing a disservice to y'all because I'm not putting as much. I'm not being as intentional and as I'm not pouring as much attention to detail as I did to the podcast early on. Like, I want to actually have a topic, because, you know, I went back and listened to some old episodes last week too. Like, when I took the week off, I went and listened to some old episodes, and I was like, yes, I remember we used to record on a Tuesday. I would research stuff throughout that week, and then we'll put the episode on like a Thursday. I'll look up some stuff throughout the week. We'll record again on another Tuesday or a Sunday, and then we're good to go. And I feel like over time I lost that organization and that cohesiveness I had with things, and I want to bring that back. And I'm holding myself accountable for that part on that end. And I'm going to work towards getting things back in line and getting things back streamlined like I had it. That's and part of that is also due to streaming, because I've been streaming more. I've been streaming more in my free time now since, you know, since the layoffs occurred at work and everything like that. I have more time in between, like, job hunting. Like, my days will consist of, I wake up, I go to the gym, fill out applications all day, run my errands. Like, I do, like, if I have doctor appointments or whatever, run my errands. Then I come home and do school stuff, study, and that's it. And then I'll stream for a bit just because, like, well, I got time, so let me just go ahead and stream. So that's been my days. It hasn't been, like, rough. It hasn't been rough. I haven't been, like, depressed or anything like that, or, like, real, like, down or, like, in a bubble and everything. I haven't been like that. It's just, you know, it's just patience. You guys be patient, take your time, and I don't want to. Also, I'm approaching this different than I would normally, because in the past, I would just go hop on any opportunity I had. Like, any opportunity I could find, I'll go do it. It's just what it is. But I was like, you know what? I was like, I have a good amount to where I can manage my expenses for a good while, actually. And I could take time and actually find something that I feel is something I really want to do instead of just selling for anything. Yes, that's crazy. It might be crazy to say to some in regards to the current job market, everything like that. But I'm a firm believer in what's for you is for you at the end of the day. I know it's a cliche statement, but I feel that it holds weight. It's true. And I know that at some point along this journey, like, everything happens for a reason. So I feel like at some point along this journey, I need to bet on myself. And I feel like that's the stage or the season right now is betting on Trent, betting on gold. That's like the season that's in right now. So I'm doing it. I'm doing just that. And, you know, it feels good. It feels good to, for once, like, do something that you feel that you can accomplish on your own. And, you know, you feel like you can put the work in, you can get done. So it feels good. It feels good. And that's how I'm approaching things right now. I also, too, about the podcast, I was just thinking about, like, the COVID situation. It hasn't died. It hasn't died. And I was saying, too, that with that, I need to be more intentional with that, because I can't expect people to come onto the podcast or for us to schedule something to record and this and that when I'm not doing my due diligence and following up or reaching out, you know, or even presenting a solid idea or plan, just coming out saying, hey, you want to be on the podcast? Sure, what are we going to talk about? Well, I don't really know. I need to be more intentional with how I'm approaching that as well. I also need to reach out to Jack, too, because I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. Excuse me. I need to talk to my boy, see if he still want to hop on or not. I hope so, because I want us to, I have a very good idea for us on the podcast that I want us to look into. I think it'll be a fun series of episodes, which is going to get back into, like, how I want, like, the podcast to kind of be set up and everything, and how I want it to be, like, lined up, and it's, like, how I want it to flow. I think it'll be very good. I think it'll be a very good starting point. Like a soft reset. Not a hard reset, but a soft reset. I think it'll be good. Decided to reach out to my boy, see if he wants to do this or not. And again, like I said, it's just part of it. I haven't reached out and followed up when people, I've actually bought the podcast. I haven't followed up and reached out. And that's something that I need to do better with. That's something that I'm holding myself accountable with, and be better with and being more intentional about and whatnot. Because I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I've been also in my free time, too, since I've had, like, time to do stuff. I've been looking at a lot of, like, YouTube channels with podcasts and all that kind of stuff. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm not trying to say, like, I'm the best at this, because I'm far from it. But a lot of them still can be misinformed. And I also realized that, too. I was like, I need to do more. I need to get better with my note-taking and prep for the podcast episode, because I was watching a couple, and I just hear them say so many things that incorrect, and I just listen. I'm like, damn, I was like, is that how I sound on my podcast? Like, I'll just say some stuff without fact checking it and being correct and then just keep it going like it's cool. And I was like, I need to do better. So it's just like I've been seeing a lot of things that makes me want that makes me want to do better and improve as far as like the podcasting and all that kind of stuff goes. So yeah, it's a lot of things that I've been thinking about. Cause like I said, I've been streaming and everything too. Started back doing that. I've been enjoying that. I was like, man, I said, I really do realize how much I enjoy doing like my side hobbies, like the podcast or streaming or just random things that I would do. Like I've been doing those things. I'm like, dang, like I really did enjoy life when I was able to do these things, or when I actually, not what I was able to do, when I actually did these things and I wasn't just miserable. Like, I hated my job. I got to the point where I hated it. Like, I did. Like, I dreaded going there every day. Like, there was no, the only thing that was positive about the job was that I got to see a couple of my friends. That was it. That's all I had. And once they left, and it was just there at nighttime, and we all had to go out separated to do our jobs, it kind of was just like, I really hate this place. Like, I do. Like, I really hate it. And I'm not saying, like, I'm happy that how things went, but I'm happy how things went because I was over it. I was over it. And I feel like since that occurred, I've felt like a weight been lifted off my shoulders, you know? Like, I feel like a weight been lifted off my shoulder. And I thought at some point it was going to be like, oh, you just feel like this right now. You're going to probably get sad again, like into a deep depression, but I haven't experienced that. Like, I still been in good spirits. I've been happy. I still been able to, thankfully, thank God that I've been able to still afford things I have to do, and as well as still do things that I want to do that are not necessities, but just things I want. Let's just think I want to do, and I thank God for that. And I was also able to fast track my schooling. So I'll be graduating in December. In December, I'll be graduating and whatnot. So that's also a plus. I got a call. I got off the phone today with my counselor. She was saying, like, yeah, you're good to go. She was like, you got two courses left. Take them and start them in October. Well, we're in October now. Start them in about 2-3 weeks. She was like, once you start those, you finish those out, you'll be graduating in December. I think it's December 19th or something around that time. But yeah, so I was like, I'm thankful for that because I was able to lock in and finish that up. I don't have to prolong that anymore. I could just finish that up, which I'm happy about. I'm extremely happy about it. So it's just like with a lot of things, like with all this occurring and all this movement in this season of my life, it's just been like I've been looking at things differently, my perspective on things. Cause I always say, like, life is about perspective and how you view things and how you process things and whatnot. Like, life is about perspective. And at the end of the day, my experiences and how I view things were different from others. I can't expect everyone to think like me, to process things like me. Or you can't expect that. Everyone has their own rhyme or reason for why things occur, why they do things. And you gotta accept that. And that's something I've been very focused on, the locked in on the past 2 years, especially. And I thank therapy for that. Therapy's helped me out a lot with that. Cause I've done therapy before. I have two therapies for my current one. And the first one, she was cool, but I feel like got to the point to where it wasn't any point of me going, and it's like it wasn't really any help. Like they didn't really relate to what I was talking about, so it didn't really help. Second one I tried, trash all around, trash, didn't talk, didn't do much. I felt like I was just giving them money. It was just a waste of time. I tried them for a bit, it was just a waste of time. My current one, she actually challenges my thoughts, my opinions, my views and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's actually like a conversation. And by it being such like a, you know, like a chilling space and them not being super older, because other things, they was like older. It was like in their 50s and 60s, whatever. Like, being closer to my age and understanding stuff that I'm talking about and whatnot, that just makes things like it makes things easier to discuss and everything, easier to open up about. So, you know, that's been a big part of the growth and progress I made, because I feel like if this would have happened to me about 4 years ago, I would have probably spiraled. It probably wouldn't have been good. But with this, it's just like my mindset has been just like, what's the next right move? What's the next right thing that I could do? As far as like just not dwelling on like the negative, like, dang, you know, you're unemployed right now, this and that. Like, what can I do to pour into myself and also give back in a sense? I still serve community. And I've been just doing that. I've been doing that, working on that, and I feel good about it. I've been feeling good. I've been working on establishing better boundaries and whatnot. That's been a positive. That's been a plus. Lost some friends, but it is what it is. Gained some new ones, which is always a plus. Thankful for that. And it's just been one of those things where you just like, you got to just working on yourself while also still functioning in day to day. It's a challenge because let me see how I can put this, because it's funny because I've been listening to, I was listening to the other day, came on shuffle. Well, actually, first, me and my best friend were talking about music. I forgot how we got a conversation about it. And somehow we got on talking about Kendrick Lamar albums or whatever like that. And I was like, some songs I ain't gonna lie, Kendrick, cool. That's one of my favorites. Like, everybody knows I'm a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. But it's like, I always put on Drake if I'm like just riding around doing whatever. I'll put on Drake before I put on a Kendrick. And we were talking about it, I was like, yeah, I said, because a lot of songs with Kendrick, I'll probably skip if they come on the whip. And we're just going through songs and all that. And then we got to like Mr. Morale, who was talking about that. And I was like, yeah, I said, like, that's the album you really can't listen to in the car, because that album's too personal. Like, I feel like it's not one you can really listen to in the car, like, a ton. Like, they got some songs you can get off from there, but a lot of them are kind of personal. I wouldn't want to drive around listening to that. And I went back and just started listening to the albums again, and I got to Mr. Morale, and I listened to that album. And I realized, like, I initially liked the album, because the album came out 3 years ago. I initially liked the album. I thought it was a very good project. But having 3 more years of life and 3 more years of experiences and everything, it hits different now. It does. Because, like, I understood, like, the themes and the tropes that people were exploring on the album originally. Like, I got it and I thought it was dope. But it's just, like, based on the past 3 years of experiences I've had, I just relate to a lot of the songs more. Even songs I felt like weren't that great on there, like, they good, but y'all kind of gassing them. I've grown to understand a little more about why people like them so much. And I was like, you know what? I get a little more why this might be your favorite. It's still not my favorite, but I understand a little more why it might be somebody else's favorite. And one song that stuck to me a lot was Mirror, because I always liked Mirror. I thought it was a dope outro. But I didn't really take the time to really, even when me and Jock did our breakdown of it, we didn't really like dive into Mirror that much when we talked about it. And when I listened to it, I was like, you know, I said, I get the what you're coming from, where he was coming from on that song and everything like that. And I don't know. It's just some things he said, and I just feel like they mean more to me now. I'm going to just say that, because like he was saying, I can't relate to that part, because I'm mad at that. But he was like, working on myself, the counseling is not easy. Don't you point a finger, just a point a finger, because critical thinking is a deal breaker. Faith in one man is a ship sinking. Do yourself a favor and get a mirror that mirror grievance. They pointed at me so the reflection can mirror freedom. She told me that she needed me the most. I didn't believe her. She even called me names on the poster where I can see it. And it was funny, because I say they say jokes and gas. Like, it's funny, I see, because I've dealt with someone that, yeah, they did those things. And I'm like, you know what? I said, I kind of understand that. Like, you know, like I get things a little, I get the song a little. I'm not going to do like until like a whole little post about it, like a whole little breakdown of it. I want to set it up for later, because I want to revisit that album and do another discussion with it. That's why I need Jock. Because I want us to sit down and do another breakdown of this album. And not doing it in one setting, like, it could be over the course of a couple episodes, like, we kind of break down the album over again. I feel like with 3 years and three more years of life, you know, I feel like that's a good time to age your album or age something and revisit it and be like, well, let me see how it is now, like a couple years later, how I feel about it now. And I kind of want to do that. So, yeah. But I say all that to say that I plan on getting the podcast tightened up. I'm about to undergo a break of sorts. Not from the podcast. The podcast episodes will still be dropping. But I'm about to go into a break of sorts to where I can continue to focus on me and building good strategies and coping mechanisms and thoughts and processes and systems in order to protect myself, you know. Cause at some point you gotta choose yourself. Like you gotta bet on yourself. Not say you gotta bet on yourself at some point. But it's also at some point you gotta choose yourself. Like you have to understand that you come first. At the end of the day, you come first and you are the main character in your life at the end of the day. It's just what it is. I'm not saying that you're like the most important person in the world, but when it comes down to who matters most in your world, it should be you first. Because if you're not good to yourself, you're not good to nobody else. That's what it comes down to. So, yeah, so I'm just going to continue to keep trying to be the best version of Trent, the best version of Gold that I can be. And that's what I'm working on. And I feel like I'm doing a decent job. I feel like I'm doing a decent job. Not all the way the best, but I feel like I'm doing enough to trend in the right direction, you know. So with that being said, I just want to give you guys like an update of like where we're going with things, how the podcast is gonna be looking. And this month of October is gonna be one where I start getting back to what we just be talking was originally and what it will get back to being. So it'll be some changes coming. It'll be a different way of like approaching it and whatnot. Like you might see some things a little different, might try some different things out. But I feel like it's for the best. So with that being said, I'm gonna end this episode right here because I could barely breathe through my nose. So I need to go sneeze or something. And I will see you all next time. Continue to take care of yourselves and each other, and later.